You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Later school start times could help teens in Aotearoa get more sleep and improve their health and well-being. In an opinion piece in the New Zealand Medical Journal, researchers point out that adolescents' natural sleep-wake biology shifts at puberty to favour later bedtimes and start times of 9:45 a.m. or later would help address sleep issues in senior secondary students. Now, I spoke to Barbara Galland from the University of Otago about this research.
Okay, so first of all, it is an opinion piece that we published in the New Zealand Medical Journal. We, as sleep researchers, we recognise that adolescent sleep issues are a real problem, and that's not just teens in Aotearoa, New Zealand, but it's worldwide. One of the obvious things for us that we know about sleep biology or sleep-wake biology of teens is that they need to go to bed later. There's a shift in their preference for sleeping once they hit puberty, and that doesn't change until they turn around 21, so they need to sleep in the morning. So to us, that's why we call it a no-brainer, because, of course, school start times put that break on their sleep length. And then there's huge impacts for that when you're chronically sleep deprived. Everybody knows how much that affects our daytime functioning and health and well-being and even development with teens. So that's where we're coming from a sleep perspective. So where this comes from is that we've known about this obviously for many, many years. The USA has really been the leaders in this area of research, but it's quite different in that they used to start school, parts of the state start school at 7:30 in the morning. This is the older teens, so our senior high school level teens, starting at 7:30 in the morning, which is very early. And of course, they have, for many years, they have been really, really struggling to get a change in those school start times. California in 2019 legislated to say that senior high schools can start before 8:30 in the morning and junior high schools no earlier than 8 o'clock. That's come into force this year. But of course, our schools start at 8:30 in the morning, yet our teens are still sleep deprived. So again, going back to that no-brainer, it seems that really, certainly we advocate for 9:45 at the earliest. But there are obviously a lot of issues around that. And so at the moment we're doing a lot of background research in terms of hearing the voices of our students and parents and teachers through interviews, focus group interviews, and through surveys. We have a survey on our Facebook page, Child and Teen Sleep Research Facebook page, that teachers, senior students and parents of high school students can complete if they're interested in this area. And we were certainly trying to gather a lot of information around what the barriers and facilitators might be to later school start times. Now, the other area of research, the USASA have been leaders in this, but we definitely need to hear it from the voices of New Zealand. So the other, there has been a study in the UK that is, they start similar times to us, that shifted to 10 o'clock, and they were studied within a research context, and they showed improvements in attendance and less illness in the students. And in terms of the USA research, there's been that shift to 8:30 has shown a lot of improvements in all sorts of areas of health and well-being. And then you've got sleep-deprived teens who then get more sleep, then that can influence their attention to tasks and learning and behaviour, etc., that then has those spillover effects to school success. So we're actually using this idea of a later school start time as a pathway to better health and well-being for our teens in Aotearoa.
Now, would you say that you've come across any arguments against this later start time for high school students?
Yes, no, absolutely. And this is why we're doing this, all of this background research. And what we're coming across through our focus group interviews and coming through on some of the surveys, because the parents and teachers can fill out commentary on the surveys as well. So the biggest issue is that, particularly for teens, that they don't want to finish later. So it would mean an adaptation of the timetable, which is possible, in terms of having a free period at the start of the day. The problem with that, it does also compromise those teens who want to do six subjects. But there are other ways, and that's what we ask in these surveys, you know, about even shortening the lunch hour or shortening other classes, etc. So that's one of the things that people don't want to do. The other issues, if we think about more the sort of broader issues that are coming through, are really the logistical things around transport to school, the timetabling, as I'd mentioned, and the other thing is that in terms of the individual types of things that are coming through is that, you know, individuals, the majority of teens that we've, and we did a survey in 2020 on this with about 500 Wellington students, and 80% of them wanted wanted to start at 9:30 or even later. So at an individual level, we're striking all sorts of different things, and we've got to be really cognizant of that. So some teens are saying that they would actually miss having breakfast with their whānau, which, you know, it's really understandable. Some teens walk their siblings to school, so they would miss out on that, or they would miss out on the ride with the family to school. So, you know, those things are really, really important for, you know, for the teen and family well-being. So we're taking all of those things into account and just hearing what people have got to say on the issue. And others, teens also would, at the other end of the scale, are saying, you know, I would be much more alert in the morning, be able to concentrate, etc. I would get to sleep in, is one of the classic kind of quotes that we get all the time. And, we all know that how if we've got teens, how sleep deprived they can get day after day if they're having to wake up at the same time and then they can catch up at the weekend. But that kind of disruption to sleep patterns is also, and the research is showing, to be a little detrimental to health. So the regularity in sleep is a whole lot better.
You mentioned earlier there is a survey that is going around for parents of Aotearoa's high school aged teens, as well as for principals in Aotearoa, as well as teachers of high schools as well. How can they access this survey? And would you encourage there to be more communication between high schools and parents on this issue?
Yes, absolutely. I would encourage more communication on this issue. I think this is certainly going to start the conversation in Aotearoa. So they can access it on our Child and Teen Sleep Research Group Facebook page, so that's exactly how it's announced, or they can email us on teensleep@otago.ac.nz. Now, I just want to stress that the teenage survey is for teens at high school in New Zealand, but from age 16 and over. So we're aware that many schools in New Zealand are offering one day a week later to their senior high school students, which is fantastic. But when you think about regulation of sleep, it has to be either on a Monday or a Friday. We're not aware of many schools that do that. They're doing it midweek. So if they're going to start at least one day a week late, we applaud that. But please try for a Monday or Friday to get that regulation, so they're not, the teens aren't not stop starting their sleep Wake schedule three times a week instead of two times.
That was Barbara Gallant from the University of Otago speaking about later start times for high schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.